The story of the two disciples, Cleopas and one who isn't named, is one of my favorite Easter stories. Some scholars speculate that the unnamed disciple might have been Cleopas's wife. Women are often not given names in Bible stories because of the time and culture in which they were recorded. Whether or not this is true, having one of the disciples remain anonymous lets us easily put ourselves into the story. These disciples had already heard the news that Jesus had risen, but they didn't quite believe it. It didn't feel to them as if anything had really changed. They were headed back home from Jerusalem, disheartened that all they had hoped for seemed to have failed. As they traveled and talked about all that had happened, a stranger joined them. We, as the readers, know that it is Jesus, but they were prevented from recognizing him. We aren't told the reason for this. Perhaps Jesus somehow looks different, or maybe they were blinded by their own expectations. Sometimes new life comes in fits and starts, doesn't it? Sometimes seeing and recognizing the risen Christ is hard. When Jesus asked what they were talking about, they were shocked. What could they, what could anyone who had been in Jerusalem possibly be talking about besides the crucifixion of Jesus of Nazareth? These Christ followers outlined in great detail to Jesus the events of the last 3 days, but they had lost sight of the larger picture of God's love and redemption, and this caused them to lose hope. And what a sad phrase they used. But we had hoped. Perhaps you too have had moments when you have lost sight of Jesus, rough days when you failed to recognize his presence. After all, for us this year, Easter has come, the tomb is empty, Jesus is risen, but we're all still home, behind closed doors, still dealing with the physical, emotional, economic, and spiritual toll of this pandemic. But we had hoped that our children would get to go back to school, that we wouldn't lose our jobs, that we could sit in our favorite restaurant with our friends, that we could worship together in our sanctuary, that thousands would not die, that stay-at-home orders would have been lifted by now. But we had hoped for so many things. Like Jesus' followers, we trudge along, remembering dreams that now seem entirely impossible. Jesus didn't interrupt the disciples as they told their story. He listened, allowing them to share their grief. He heard them say, "But we had hoped the story was bigger. We had hoped it would have a better ending." And then he showed them that it is, and it does. He took them back to the beginning, reminding them of how God had been at work since the time of Moses and before, and showing them how God was still at work, even in the midst of their dashed hopes. He gave them a new way of understanding the story, and showed them what they were missing, the larger view of God's unending love and redemptive work. Even then, they didn't recognize the stranger teaching them as Jesus. Like the disciples on the road to Emmaus, we need to recognize Jesus coming alongside us. Like them, we need to hear the stories of our faith to be reminded that the worst thing is never the last thing. Although Jesus proclaimed, "It is finished," from the cross, that doesn't mean that God is finished working in our world. Redemption is here, but it is also still to come. As the travelers reached their destination, they didn't want their time with Jesus, who they had still not recognized, to end. They asked him to stay with them for the night. And as they gathered around the table, even though he was the guest, Jesus took the role of host, breaking bread, giving thanks, sharing it. And in that moment, in that ordinary action, the disciples recognized exactly who they had been journeying with. Perhaps they remembered another time when Jesus took a few small loaves and fish and, after blessing them, fed a multitude. Or perhaps in the breaking of the bread, they were reminded of the one who had chosen broken bread as a symbol of a broken body that would demonstrate God's love. Whatever the cue, it was in the simple, everyday rhythms of life that they noticed God's presence with them. Once they did, Scripture tells us that Jesus vanished from sight. Another interpretation of this phrase is, he disappeared among them. I love this translation. I think it's beautiful because it reminds us that Jesus was still there, still among them, present, just unseen, a foreshadowing of the time when the Spirit would come to dwell among them and us. The Emmaus story reminds us of the power of the small and the ordinary to reveal the divine. God shows up during a quiet evening walk on a back road and is made known around a dinner table. God reveals God's self when we take and bless and break and give. God is present in the rhythms and rituals of our seemingly ordinary days. So what does that mean right now, in this time? It means that God is in the text you send to the lonely neighbor that you can't visit during quarantine. God appears in the Zoom gathering, the online worship service, the phone call, the card. Jesus is the stranger you see across the street when you walk your dog, both of you smiling beneath your protective masks. The sacred is in the conversation you have with your stir-crazy child, the technology you attempt to master so that you can talk to your friends across the distances, the loved one who challenges you to reframe the story of these days in the light of God's provision and love. If the Emmaus story tells us anything, it tells us that the risen Christ is not confined in any way by the seeming smallness of our lives. Wherever and whenever we make room, Jesus comes. But we had hoped. So very many things are different right now than we had hoped they'd be. And yet, the stranger who is the Savior still meets us on the lonely road to Emmaus. The guest who becomes our host still nourishes us with presence, word, and bread. So keep walking. Keep telling the story. Keep honoring the stranger. Keep attending to your burning heart. Christ is risen. Look for him. Listen for him. Invite him to stay with you so that you might be fed and know him for who he is. And then don't forget to follow the example of these Emmaus Road disciples. Once they realized that Jesus was risen and had been with them, they left the safety of their home and went out into the night, running the 7 miles back to Jerusalem to share the good news. May we too joyfully share the good news that hope is alive because Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed and is here with us. Amen.